Hey everyone, it's Colin. So we are getting near the end of things here. Not that close, but it is approaching. And once the season is complete, we're planning on recording a post-season wrap-up with everyone, just discussing the campaign, our thoughts, etc. And we would love if you, our wonderful listeners, submitted some questions for us to respond to. You can ask about anything, no matter how simple or weird you think it might be. We'll be taking questions on our Tumblr, which is calamitycascade.tumblr.com. And we're also going to be taking emails at calamitycascade@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. If you happen to be hearing this after the wrap-up episode has aired, you're still welcome to submit questions, but because of the linear nature of time, they won't likely be featured unless I make some very serious breakthroughs. Anyways, thank you for listening, and on to the intro. To Agimenta. This is Pierce Sunspire. The project is complete, and a firing solution has been prepared. I don't care how you do it, but you need to get our people out of there. I have upheld my part of the bargain. Now, it's your turn. Hello! Welcome back to All That You Know. My name is Colin, and I am the Game Master. Joining me today are Brian.
Hey, I'm Brian, and I'll be playing Hex the Bureaucrat.
Adam.
I'm Adam. I'm playing Joseph the Infiltrator.
Zach.
I'm Zach. I'm playing Geist the Ace.
And Ewan.
Hi, I'm Ewan. I am playing Loyal the Empath.
So, you've just completed a very exciting operation where you went to a resort and killed some rich people and made others extremely wealthy and powerful. Following your successful operation, you have returned to Bluth's Salad Warehouse. It is barren, except for some old crates of non-perishable salad ingredients. The entire place has a very faint scent of onion, and nothing seems to be able to get rid of that smell. Gopher is chatting with Captain Spud, who is currently wheelchair-bound, regaling him with some old war stories. The Sparrows and Raptors have constructed a hoop out of some rebar and a modified colander, and are playing an impromptu game of basketball. The Raptors are winning, but it is a close game. Worthy is fiddling with his ship, and you are all waiting to hear back from Bluth. You probably get like a text from Jenny saying that's going to be a few days before he is recovered and is done maneuvering the council, because he got shot, and that is unfortunate for him, I guess. So let's get into end of session stuff. You don't need to roll for supply. You're going to get 7 supply straight up from the emergency funds.
Whoa. Shit!
Oh yeah.
Writing that down. I'll keep a running total.
Thank you, Treasure Master.
are not going to get any additional personnel or material because of democracy, because you are outside of the peacekeepers entirely at this point. You are going to gain 4 rep, but since your rep tracker is full, it is going to disappear into the ether. I don't believe any of you furthered your drives. So unless you have any complaints, you don't get anything. And now you can all spend 1 supply to refresh 1d6 quirks and remove all level 1 harm and damage.
I have a quick question before we do anything.
Yes.
How much does it cost for us to increase our tier? Because that will definitely influence how much I'm willing to spend.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't worry about it. In that case, I'm going to skim $4 off the top. Right? Does everybody need to do that? I definitely do. Yes. I have 2 level 1 harms and 2 level 1 damages.
Yeah, I'd like to heal.
Cool.
I have arm sticky. I don't know what I put it in, but it's sticky.
I'm scorched.
I think it was jammed and then like it got unjammed, but it still like sticks. It's not sticky as in like, you know, covered in syrup.
I figured he put his arm in jam and that's why it was sticky.
Oh. Well, isn't English a wonderful
language? It's a great language.
Okay. Either way, I'm going to roll because I got to have my quirks.
Yeah, so you can all remove all level 1 harm and damage. I don't think any of you have missing quirks, but if you do, you can roll 1d6 and restore.
I do. I'm missing 3 because I was remote piloting the changeling.
One.
And I think some of those were left over.
All level 1 harm and all level 1 damage.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank God. That's like, I was going to spend everything on this session, so I'm happy.
Oh, fuck off, man. Whatever, it's fine. I'm not mad. I'm not furious or fucking mad.
You can have the 2 of mine that I didn't get.
Doesn't work like that.
Unfortunately not. That's fine. I've got all but 1 of my quirks back. That'll be okay.
Awesome. If everyone is set there, I will continue. As far as trust goes, you're not going to gain any trust with the peacekeepers, but you have completely flipped your relationship with the corporate council, so I've moved you from a -1 to a +1 with them.
Ooh.
Yay!
Which is a substantial move.
They love their death squads.
Ask Coca-Cola.
You need them.
Been thinking about them lately.
XP. Pilot XP is what we're going to start with. You get 1 XP if you expressed your tragedy, history, or opening. You get another XP if you struggled because of your beliefs, scars, or your vehicle's quirks. And you get another 1-2 XP for addressing challenges with methods determined by your playbook, which is for the ace, piloting or violence, empath, understanding or poise, infiltrator, stealth or evasion, and bureaucrat, procedure or management. And I think you basically all get 2 XP for that.
Hell, I guess, yeah. I did pilot and I did regular violence. I don't think I got anything else, though, unfortunately. Because I didn't really express my history, beliefs, opening tragedy, scars, or quirks. I don't think.
God, express
yourself.
I think
yourself. I'm going to say I expressed my history by meeting my fucking dad.
Yeah, that's a, being a big yelled one at. For sure.
He was just being firm.
Oh my god, Dad, this is so embarrassing. What are you doing here? Get off the planet.
I hate you.
Squad XP. Face against challenges above your tier. You're going to get 2 XP for a tier 3 target. Reinforcing your squad's reputation. You're going to get 1 XP for reinforcing your subtle reputation, which is like your secondary reputation we gave you. Drives, goals, inner conflict, instinct of the squad. 1 XP, I think. And then successful battle delivery or rescue operation. I'm just going to give you 1 XP because I think you should get it. You know,
we're 1 away from another squad upgrade.
Cool. GM, I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Does it count as struggling with my beliefs due to me heinously killing a man, but starting the game as trying to be a pacifist? Is that an XP?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
As long as you feel bad about it.
So bad. The worst.
It's that easy, folks. You feel bad. Just look at American Sniper.
Just be miserable all
just
the time.
Just feel bad about it, and it'll all work
it's
out.
Okay.
We're sorry. Anyways.
We're sorry.
Okay, entanglements. I already rolled your entanglement because I'm a heinous man.
That's good.
But, so shortly after you arrive back at the Onion Warehouse, a beat up little car pulls up, and out of it steps a absolutely massive man. A huge, muscular, bulky guy, almost comically. He's like bulging out of this, what is he wearing? I didn't write it down. I'm imagining a casual button-up, maybe some slacks. And he's got a very big duffel bag slung over his shoulder, and he's just walking straight towards the warehouse. What do you do?
Are we expecting a guy?
Not me.
X waves at him and asks, "Hey, who are you?"
How close do you let him get to the building before you flag him down?
Probably
like,
not
while
that
he's
close.
At the fence, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could use the projector on my exopod to like yell at him from afar.
Unusually large man. Fuck off.
Step aside.
State your name and intentions now or back away.
he says, my name is Archibald Bellworth. I've been sent over by Dr. Grace for my residency.
Your salad residency?
I'm a relatively skilled surgeon for my level of education.
Oh, shit. This is one of Grace's guys. All right, yeah. Come on in.
You rolled a 1 on table C, which is new recruit, and you've gained a specialist with a tier of 1.
Yay!
With qualities eager and loyal. This is a hashtag doctor.
Fuck yeah.
Hope he's a mechanic, too. God.
He's not a mechanic. You, Gopher.
Yeah. Gopher's a fucking crack mechanic. He's the best in the biz now.
Is he trained in veterinary medicine?
like dogs and such?
Exclusively.
And other animals that may or may not be sapient.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I actually only do dog surgery up until recently.
What type of dog surgery? Is Bippo? What is the species of Bippo? Not the species.
We don't.
Like
I think
type.
We decided specifically not to get into it.
Well, yeah, Bippo is like a custom dog. Like that's like trying
this.
To put the species
dog.
Name on like a unique strain. Like you can't do that.
Okay, that's true.
Like Bippo is a dog. Asterisk.
Bippo is Skywalker OG. Yeah, he's British.
Bippo?
Cool. No, Archibald Bellworth.
Bippo is no, British. You hear it here first, folks.
This is the hard-hitting journalism the fans want. All right, come on in. We hopefully won't be here for too long. But make yourself comfortable if you can. Maybe that's a bit of a tall order. I don't know.
Oh, don't worry about me.
I might have
very
missed this.
Eager.
Were they telling the truth? Like,
about
being
part?
A doctor?
what he said is that he is relatively skilled surgeon for his level of education.
Is that true?
It is. He believes it to be true.
That's what really matters, technically.
Beefcake doctor.
It's true. He is. He is a, only until recently only worked with dogs.
Well, at least he's fucking ripped, so if we get attacked, we can order him to bludgeon.
Yeah, I think we can use this guy for something else, honestly.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a pacifist.
Wow.
This is all genetics, unfortunately. I tried to get smaller and it just didn't stick.
Well, you don't even work out? Like it just
No. No, I try not to. If
Hold
I work out, I get even bigger.
How did you try to get smaller?
Well, I just laid around for a while, and I tried to not eat anything and not go outside, and I just kind of missed. This is my weight. This is what I look like.
I see.
It's a curse.
The curse of being too buff.
Okay. I'm ready to move on from Archibald.
Yes, yeah, me as well.
I'm not.
Hex, your phone goes off. Jenny is calling you.
Isn't Hex traumatized out?
Oh, what new trauma did you get?
I don't know if we solved that.
We didn't.
Traumatized out in the car ride
but,
home,
but
right?
But you do get untraumatized once you get back. You just like
yeah. Okay,
look different now, I guess. Or act different.
I think just cold works.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That definitely. I definitely been feeling Hex going cold.
Yeah.
Okay, Harold. Jenny is calling you.
All right. Harold picks up. Hello.
Hey, Harold. How's it going?
Going?
Man, you would not believe what just happened to me. Some really crazy stuff just went down. Blue says I can't talk about it, but like it was crazy. He got shot, bro.
No way. Hex responds. He's doing paperwork in the background, clearly not paying attention. But, you know, he's still keeping the conversation going on the off chance there's something valuable here.
Anyways, we're getting situated here. Just could you like send over a list of everything you need, where you want it staged and stuff, and we can start like preparing it. It's probably going to be like a month with how things are looking until everything's set up. But you know, we're rushing, but we don't want to, you know, get you guys tracked down or whatever.
That works for us, Hex says. And I guess, does she have anything else to say?
Jenny is a guy. Generator.
Yeah. Does Jenny? Oh, duh. Yes. Of
you
course.
Can't forget. Generator E.
Stupid.
No, that's it. I'm going to like send you a gift basket for like hooking me up with this cool job and all, you know.
You don't have to, Hex says and hangs up. He's cold.
Wow.
So fucking cold.
What a bitch.
Cold.
Hex Mutter's always hated her. Or hated him.
Bro.
Poor Jenny.
God, poor fucking Jenny. So you now are situated where you can build a new base or start building a new base. It'll be built in a month. I already gave you all homework to discuss this, but for the viewers, I will tell you what that homework was, which was to choose a location, and I outlined three that would be the most realistic. The first being Caldera Lake, which is where you are now, which is far west of the city, past a big, giant, icy desert, which is pretty affluent, but kind of outside the conflict zone. The second was the River Valley, which is where most of your missions have happened, largest part of this area of the planet, well-situated to get to the city, and to get to operations, but there is like a risk of discovery by clusterists or peacekeepers if you are not careful. And then the third location was the Ice Desert, which is very self-explanatory. It is just on the west side of the city. It is a massive icy tundra where there's like basically nothing there. It is very difficult to navigate and it has no resources or amenities, but it is very well hidden and very safe. And for your upgrades, you're going to retain all of your existing squad hideout upgrades, and you're going to be given the quarters upgrade for free because you're going to be forced to live in this new base, and you're going to get 5 other upgrades as well. And I asked for each of you to choose 4 of any cost, so you'll have to figure out what you want to spend those on ultimately. And to finish it all off, you will be bumped up to tier 2 for free because of your successful negotiation with Bluth at the start of your last operation that I believe Hex did.
Fuck yes.
Which is a hell of a value. That's like a 16 supply value right there. So let's look at what you guys wrote for your ideas and let's discuss what we're thinking.
Cool.
In general. I don't know if you guys think we should read it off first or just kind of go freeform?
Yeah, reading off the descriptions would be good, at least. Sure. But I guess you kind of have to have the rest of it to...
Let's just do general vibes. Yeah. Like for my example one that I put down, it was an abandoned ranch in the river valley that had some sort of dust storm generator to hide it. Log line. Nice and easy. Adam, what did you think of? Clever guy.
I like the ice desert region. And when I was thinking of the ice desert region, I immediately thought of the film The Thing. And I was thinking about that research about the research outpost that is featured in there. And I really liked the idea of it is hidden because it is literally just a bunch of like little squares in just white snow. And it looks almost like rocks. It's like no one else would ever find this fucking thing. So that's how in my brain I imagine it is hidden. But then I also wanted the tunnels upgrade. And then when I was thinking of tunnels, I also was thinking of Hoth from Star Wars. So like,
oh yeah,
I imagine that there's just like these, you know, like little structures on top, but then underneath there's like whole cave system, you know, that we actually go through, kind of just like in Empire. And that's also how I like the idea of, instead of our frames being stored vertically, if they're just flat and like we don't have a lot of room to work on them, but when they need to deploy, they're going to rise up from the ground like zombies.
Ooh, shoot out. I like that imagery. That's good.
Fun. Yeah.
That's my brain thought.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Ewan.
Mine is also Ice Desert. Ice Desert game, gang rise up. Mine was basically also an ice cave based on what Adam just said, but just you get through it through a cliff. So from the air, you just can't see anything at all. And the ice cave is large. And we just put all our shit in there. And it's very well hidden. I wrote frigid but kitted out, and then a good place for the squad to meditate on their sins.
Wow. Lord knows we need that.
Brian.
We ain't meditating shit here. This is Brian reporting in live from the River Valley. So, you know, Hex is thinking better if we're closer to the enemy. In terms of location, he was thinking an abandoned hydroelectric dam substation. So, you know, getting closer to the dam, very plot relevant location. But, you know, with the thinking that who'd be stupid enough to put a base there, you know, after everything that's happened. So what better place than an inconspicuous substation? Yeah, in terms of description, I was thinking there'd be a big cavernous area beneath where the frames could be stored and brought up via some sort of lift. Yeah, that's obscured. So folks don't immediately know we're there.
Yeah, it's worth noting, literally everyone chose the hidden FOB option.
Yeah, we want to be hiding. All right?
Yeah.
You do not want to get discovered.
Don't want to deal with
the plan.
What are we doing this for if not?
Yes, if you hadn't chosen that, right when it starts,
they're going to be on top of
you.
Yeah. Like, guys, we know where the base is. You didn't even try to hide it. Like, what?
Are we supposed to be doing something? Oh, yeah, hiding.
Put spotlights on the top and turrets.
Fuck.
Zach.
Yeah, so mine, I immediately, actually, probably like at the outset of hidden secret Black Ops base, I thought like, okay, I want to be able to fly out of a hidden cave entrance. And so my idea is, firstly, Caldera Lake. I just think it's a cool location. You got all that water nearby, but it's still a little bit remote from the conflict. And I picked just a couple upgrades that I thought sounded neat. So I went with factory and workshop, and I've kind of like reverse engineered this. So like I picked the stuff that I thought was cool. And then I was like, okay, well, then what could it be? And the idea that I came up with is a secret corporate prototyping facility. So it's just like, you know, it's got like basic manufacturing and maybe like little like assembly lines and automated type stuff for like prototyping machines and stuff back from before the corporations united into a council. I kind of just made that up. But like, you know, if they were like spying on each other and stuff, they might have wanted a secret place to like prototype new equipment and ideas and stuff. And then obviously when they became a council, it wasn't necessary anymore. So it shut down. And so it's basically just like a completely subterranean, like factory workshop kind of area. And I picked the airfield upgrade with the idea that maybe the base is like up on a sheer cliff face out over the lake. And there's actually like a huge hole, or maybe that's at least like a hangar door that opens and closes that you can fly aircraft through, but it's got like a hologram projector. So it just looks like a sheer cliff face to anyone who would try to scan it.
Hell yeah. So that is all of them. I don't really know how to resolve this. I guess we'll have to work like as a group. Or you'll have to work as a group. I'm going to stay out of this.
I'm happy as long as it's a cave. We have three cave ideas, so I think we're cave aligned generally within the group.
Except for the dam. We all know how Hex feels about dams.
I know I said I'd stay out of it, but this is me not staying out of it. I think it is both very funny. This is very funny. The Hex wants to make his base in the scene of his war crimes.
It feels like it's in poor taste a little bit.
It's like serial killer shit.
It's also the scene of a crime. But I get the logic. It's like, who would be stupid enough to make their base in their most high profile crime they ever committed?
Exactly.
It's perfect. Dusklights.
I'm not casting a vote for that. I just wanted to comment on it because I liked it a lot.
Y'all sleeping on the dam, it puts us in a great position to go, you know, do things. I'm just saying. It's a great idea. I do like Hoth, though.
Yeah, I'm Hoth kind cool. of warming, if you'll pardon the pun, on the desert idea. I notice I'm the only one who wanted to be at the gentrified country club lake area. That's fine. I think honestly probably the best way to do this is just to reach some kind of compromise of our ideas, unless Colin, you really want us to just pick one of these and do the whole thing.
How would our characters do this in the role?
Yeah,
in the fiction.
Why don't Ewan, thank you,
you're so welcome, my friend.
Let's get out of the meta space and let's all have characters around a table arguing and throwing bottles at each other.
Well, okay, see, the only issue with that, though, is that then we're, like, talking about real concepts. Like, if we have these four places, we can't just be like, okay, well, what if we take the factory from my idea and we put it in the, you know, the ice desert cave?
What about my stealth rolls? No one's thinking about my stealth rolls.
We're never going to have to roll stealth on site. Actually, you probably eventually will. I don't know. Can we compromise on the ice desert? That's not even really compromising. That's just going with majority rules. A democratic faction.
I vote yes.
Overall.
I like ice desert.
Okay.
Cool. For structures, it seems like we need to discuss structures. So in the ice desert, there's not a lot there. So basically the things that Ewan and Adam listed of abandoned research outpost, or ice cave, it's all probably going to be in that general vibe.
Yeah, totally.
Unless you guys can think of something else, which I'm open to.
I fucking love ice caves, just like as an aesthetic. I love, you know, like the shimmery light, like baby blue.
Oh yeah,
ice that's like translucent for
maybe
a few feet and
fossils in the walls.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
There's an entire frozen plesiosaur.
I did imagine these as like the hangars on Hoth, where like, you know, the base on Hoth is not like, you know, a giant structure. It's almost like built into ice dunes, you know, with like little holes that you go into. Like, even in my brain, the tunnels idea was just like, we wouldn't even make it. It's just like how they throw down like metal sheets and run a wire through like just an ice hole. And that's the tunnel. That's how I saw it in my brain.
We got to have tunnels. I agree.
I like tunnels. That's a me thing. But it seems so. We need to destroy. We need to do these four upgrades, right? And technically, one of them we all agree on is hidden FOV. So technically three, right?
So you don't. I made you choose four upgrades just because it felt like a good number. You don't get four upgrades straight up. You get five upgrade points, if that makes sense.
I think all of these, that every single thing that we picked is a one pointer, isn't it?
That makes it easy.
Mm-hmm. There's pretty not. Sure. Oh, you know what? No, the. Hold on. Yeah, no, so a lot of the ones that are two squares on, like, the squad upgrade sheet have two separate levels you can take.
Oh,
so,
sick.
Like, for example, if you take one level of airfield, you get one supply point. If you take two levels of airfield, you get two. I think motor pool is the same way. Yeah. So, yeah, all of these are tiered, so we actually can all buy all of them. I mean, I think that's why... you know, for example, everybody who did airfield put like the little one in parentheses because it's just the one level. But if we can get five points. That actually is pretty... That's cool. That's very useful because it gives us a little more flexibility and we can maybe take a second level in something.
Yeah.
So it looks like... I guess we should read out what these do when we select them.
Yes.
It looks like... You can just go ahead and mark hidden FOB because you all chose it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what that does is makes it harder for people to find you. Your firebase is hidden. And I guess in this case, because it is in the ice desert and it is underground, which is basically double hidden. If I ever make someone discover your base, you were either very negligent or I've been a bad person, then you need to hit me.
I'm on it.
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind.
What else? What else are we thinking?
Yeah, should we talk about, like, why we chose things, or what do you think? Or should we just go through, like, what we think would work here?
I guess let's go through some shared things. So, workshop.
Secure FOB? Or workshop, yeah.
Yeah, workshop was selected multiple times, which allows... Someone tell me what it does.
It allows you to repair your frames at all. If you don't have a workshop, you... So here's the thing. We already have a repair bay, which is a mech cav specific thing. So the repair bay counts as a workshop. But if you don't have a workshop or a repair bay, I think you have to pay 2 stress every time you repair your frame. It doesn't say that in the description, but I've read it in the downtime activities thing.
So you are going to get to keep your repair bay.
Yes, I didn't realize that when I wrote mine, but the cool thing is that if you already have a workshop, then a repair bay gives you 1 dice to long-term projects involving vehicles, vehicle gear, salvage, and repair. So if we take a workshop, then we're basically just getting +1d to a whole bunch of project types and repairs. And it's cool, and I think it's probably thematic as well. I think it's probably something we would want.
So... The other things that are shared is Gorilla Hideout. Who wants to tell me what that does and their thoughts on it?
I mean, I can tell you what it does. Gorilla Hideout, it's +1 to engagement rolls for assault, I believe, which is awesome. I don't know how we can justify it. I don't really... It's one of those things that I think... works really well, or at least works passably in like the sort of default assumption for Beam Saber, which is kind of very mercenary, but it's a little bit weirder in something like this. Like, how I think that even if we take it, it should probably look like something else rather than us having, like, you know, sleeper cells of fighter guys all over the place somehow.
I think it's fitting for the ice cave. Like, we can strike the city because we're close to it and then just escape back into a blizzard. That's basically guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, but what if you're not striking the city?
Yeah. Then we're fucked.
Mechanically, this is very good. +1 to engagement roll is the bomb.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts. That's awesome.
So we could call this whatever we want, but let's think about that, because I think we're going to end up choosing this because of how many there are voting for it already.
What if... This will probably actually color everything else we do. What if it's like a... Like an ICBM launch pad or something. Like, what if we can just launch missiles? Is that too much?
That's a little...
That maybe has too much much implication for other things other than just getting +1.
Yeah, because I could... There'd be a lot of times where it's like, why wouldn't you just have launched the missile?
We could just fire a bomb at it.
Hey, that's a great question.
I think it's on the right track. We could call it, like... Fucking some sort of satellite that gives you artillery telemetry, maybe. I don't know.
The hard part is picking something that we can't just say we're going to use in the middle of an operation as well, because it's really powerful. I think it should be limited in some way for sure.
What if it's just like something where you have a device that can like hypercharge your frame's reactors so that they are better at the outset of an operation or something like that?
I can fuck with that. I actually have a boosted reactor item that kind of does a similar thing, so it'll be just kind of like, you know, a different application of the same tech
Sure.
I think that works.
Hyper booster. That's what I'm calling it.
That's cool. That's a cool name.
And I will check off workshop as well, if we're cool with that.
Yeah.
All right. That's 2 out of 5.
Also, I chose the upgrades like as my character. That's why I like a lot of them are just stealth stuff. I don't know if we were not supposed to do that or not. But
no,
I think either way,
it's good.
Yeah, because like stealth and then like prowl stuff. That's why specifically I was like, okay, these are all the things Joseph would choose. That's why I went into that. But I know like helping on, I think tunnels. What is tunnels? Is that assist on prowl rolls or something?
Prowl rolls while you're in the base.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm like, Joseph would love that, but I know that helps no one besides Joseph. Those two. I know secure FOB is something that we have two people talking about.
Yeah, we do have two insecure. So secure FOB is like defenses, like turrets and stuff.
I mean, if we're hidden, do we need it? Could we save a little bit of
that
cost
was
there?
My rationale, but also if somebody does find us and we're going to have to, you know, get into the shit right here at home, it would be good to have. I think we could put it in a maybe for now. Because we have five, we can take 5 1-point things as well. We don't need to take, you know, we can spend, I mean, I assume we can spend these up points however we want. I think that, because it could be really useful, but it also might not be. I think airfield is just I think it's a no-brainer because it's useful and also because, like, we have a ship and it would be good to have a place that we can be landing it. We could have, like, we could have our little own little Hoth hangar.
Sure. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like it.
I picked factory as mine. I think that no longer fits thematically with this ice cave, so I'm going to probably say that we shouldn't bother.
Is there anything else upgrade-wise that we haven't talked on? I think we've mentioned.
I think, what does a commissary do?
Commissary, yeah.
Oh, I like that because it helps with sway, I want to say?
Consort rolls on site, so if you bring somebody
so
over,
like a tunnels thing.
The problem with that though is that you need to bring people to the super secret base in order to schmooze them here, and that—it's
a hex choice.
You know,
it's like like tunnels is a Joseph.
We'll just blindfold them and fly them in.
Just saying. Mm-hmm.
How many points do we have left? Is it one or two?
Actually, yeah. We've only taken three. We've taken airfield, we've taken hyper boosters, we've taken hidden FOB. Oh no, we've also taken workshop. So that's four, so we have one more left. I lied. What else do we have that people talked about?
I think we've talked about everything here. Like everything that we chose for upgrades.
Yeah. So what do we have on the list that we have? We haven't taken secure FOB, we got 2 votes for.
I like that one. That was a me thing, but Brian, I don't know, likes that one anymore. I know, but you said you didn't want it because it was way for hidden, right?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes we might not need it, but who knows what the end game looks like here? We might have to fight hidden.
That's my thought. Is we should at least have some sort of defense because we don't want to be caught with our pants down, just in case. I know we're trying to hide, but like, I would not put it out that somehow we fuck something up and then people do come and find us. And if that does happen, I like the idea that we have.
We'll choose.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, for when that happens, we don't get incredibly owned. We only get owned a little bit, because we at least have some turrets ready or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, we got tunnels, and we got secure FOB, and secure FOB got 2 votes, so maybe we should just, you know, get the turrets, get the guns.
Sure.
Yeah.
Low insurance. You know?
Yeah.
Never
hurts. Couldn't hurt.
Never hurts. Okay.
Those ice pigs, they're hungry.
Like insurance. You don't want it until you need it.
Sounds cool. Got a good vision of this highly secure ice base.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Let's move on.
Is this still going to be like tunnels? Like, not tunnels upgrade, but like, can there just be like tunnels?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
just because we don't have tunnels doesn't mean there aren't tunnels. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yay! Tunnels.
You can,
we have non-mechanically
you can
relevant
you can crawl
tunnels.
Around.
Thank God. I want to crawl on the ceiling.
There's tunnels, but only for Joseph.
Yeah.
Don't
see,
go in Joseph's
tunnels.
Yeah.
I have no more vents. I need to make my own vents.
Joseph just vented.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. So, with that in mind, these upgrades that you just got will not apply to this downtime. You're not going to get anything. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Sorry. So we don't. Ooh,
my airfield.
We don't have to talk about this. Well, we don't have to talk about it now, but just to get you all thinking, we didn't decide on your exact approach with the frames, but it sounds like from what we've kind of discussed both on and off mic that you want to refurbish them to make them less visible, not like get brand new ones.
Yes.
Which means everyone should do that, except for Hex, you don't have to do it because you have a generic frame. So if you don't want to, you're fine. But if you want to, you can also do that too. Totally up to you.
Metagamer.
Regardless of whether you refurbish or not, you can clear all the items on your frame and redeclare them as you wish in a mission.
Okay.
You don't have to describe anything now. Don't decide anything. But on the next mission, in like a month of in-game time, you'll use your new frames. We will describe them. It'll be a cool reveal. So think about what you would change to make it not as recognizable.
I just got a really fucking cool idea.
Hell yeah.
I'll keep it inside. I'll bottle
it
away.
A month.
Keep it inside. Push it down. So for this downtime, you're going to get 3 actions. And since you are going to be here for a month until your next mission, just while the military police stuff kind of dies down and your new base gets built, I'm going to increase the effect of all your downtime actions, depending if it's appropriate due to this longer time period you're going to have.
I don't even know what the fuck to do with myself. I have no damage to repair.
What about stress? I assume we all have stress we gotta get
yes,
out
of. Yes,
anybody
right?
need
oh
to
I
cut
have...
loose?
Yeah.
Still.
All of us, yeah. I think all of us do.
Yeah. Yeah. Hex is at 0 because he traumatized out, right?
Yeah.
You're so chill.
Yeah. You didn't traumatize on the stretcher.
Hex doesn't even want to hang out.
Yeah.
Emotionally and physically cold.
Whoa,
oh wait, we're not at the ice. We're not. So is this downtime takes place like in the warehouse, right, or like in the warehouse area? Yeah, it's a month of onions.
Not to me. I'm breathing water.
I can't smell.
It gets in the water too. It's nasty.
No, it doesn't. Oh my god.
It leaches through the exosuit. It's like biomolecular onion.
Oh, that's really bad. That's awful.
You're sprouting. Oh god.
Whoa.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna cut loose. I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna chill and hang.
Who with?
It's a good question. Who wants to hang out?
Is this one of those things where beliefs help?
Yes.
Like how many points?
Yes, how many points you have. Here's the thing. I feel like I almost don't want to hang out with Loyal because I don't want my belief clock to reset to 1 because it makes our assist actions worse.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't really like.
I don't think we could relax together anyways because Loyal would just be like, hey, put on the crown. Hey, put on the crown. Hey, put on the crown.
Bro. Bro, put on this crown, please. You can always hang out with a robot.
Yeah, sure. Trust. You want to hang out?
Yeah, I need to get some stress off.
Cool, let's hang out. I have an idea for what it could be.
Oh, love to hear
what is that?
Geist either finds or like just like gets a hold of like a boat, like a motorboat. He just wants to go because like he's a skilled pilot. He's super fucking good at it. I imagine he'd be really good at driving a boat just to go fucking, you know, just whip around in a boat for a little while. It'd be fun.
Sure. I like that. You could go down to like some tourist trap rental location.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Actually, I might have to send Gopher to rent the boat and drive it over.
You have disguises. You still have your disguises.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I forgot
shit.
The holograms. That's so
still
really
Stockton
good news.
Stockton Zecker. Yeah. I haven't like chosen a job or anything, but that's my name.
Was my name Franklin Beam? Anyways, yeah.
I have it written down here.
I'm so glad somebody did.
Just in case.
Yeah, Geist goes and is like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I can't stand the smell of onions. Let's go do something. I don't care what.
Right behind you. I'm following.
Cool, yeah. We're gonna go rent a boat, but like a fast one, like a speed boat.
Do you want to? Let's get a scene. You're speeding on the relatively still waters of Caldera Lake. Just you and Joseph, wind in your hair. Or neither of you have hair, I don't think. So
yeah,
I got a little.
Out in the
I got some wisps.
Wind in your wisps.
Wind in my wisps. Joseph is holding on, terrified, as you speed around.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's the start. Guy's just like, you know, he guns it a little bit, mostly just going slow. And he's like, you ever even rode on a boat before?
Possibly. Maybe before this.
Oh, yeah. Probably nothing you remember, eh? Mm. It's fun. You know, I used to take him around. Sometimes myself. Let's see. And he just fucking, without warning, pulls the throttle, like, guns it all the way full in the front of the boat. Like, it almost flips over because he guns the engine so fast. We just take off fucking...
Joseph falls backward. He, like, goes like... Oh.
All right.
And he's just hanging. He's having a good time. He's having actual fun a little bit. Just with you around this boat.
Your son, Joseph.
Yeah, and when you're doing this, maybe as you're speeding around, Joseph is like putting his hand in the water and is having his fingers go through the water real fast, and he's just interested by that. He's just like, ooh, cool.
He's having a human moment. That's
so cute.
Okay. So if you're both doing it with each other, you're both cutting loose. Mm-hmm. Both of you, why don't you roll me the cut loose action?
Okay, so two. So that's 2 dice.
Yeah, I have two. So it's 2d6.
Yeah, you take the highest.
R2-D6.
I got snake eyes. Fuck Ooh. Off, man.
Oh, no, Joseph, wait, that's not good.
Joseph loves it.
If I get too much, doesn't it fuck up or something?
Oh, wait, did you go over?
I got 10, didn't I?
No, you take the highest of the 2 dice, yeah.
Oh, okay, 6. Ooh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, hey, what a great time. 3, 4, 5, 6.
How do we frame this?
Well, like, what? I feel like Joseph, you know, Joseph's having a good time. Geist is like trying to have a good time, but he can't stop thinking about how much he'd rather be in the Changeling.
And maybe every time you like slow down, Joseph's like, go faster, keep going. Why don't you slow down? again, circle.
Yeah, that makes sense. You really can connect to the Changeling. It's just not the same with other vehicles anymore.
Yeah.
Got that itch.
Yeah.
I gotta go fuck my mech.
Yes, I'll see you guys later.
Don't open the door. Okay. Excellent. Good work. And now you each increase your bond level by one and write a new belief whenever you remember to do it.
I should start doing that, yeah. Geist is cool. How about that?
X and Loyal, any idea on what you want to do?
I wish I could cut loose with Hex, because I have a great idea for a scene that I just came up with after Googling onion processing
assist,
plant.
Though.
Yeah, right? Like Hex could just tag along.
Yeah, you can still have a scene with him. He just won't also take action. So yeah. You'll get an extra, you'll get one bond point with him. He won't get a bond point with you.
Yeah,
it's one-sided.
I think that since Geist and Joseph were out on their boat pleasure cruise and Loyal and Hex are just left behind in this warehouse with their very large surgeon and not much just going on, I would love to do a scene in there.
You find Hex doing admin-y things.
Where is this occurring?
I guess wherever the frames are stored, or just the oniony part of the warehouse. I know that's most parts of it, so you can take some liberties.
You're in the deep onion now.
Oh, yeah.
You can take some liberties. He is not crying, you know, he's used to the onions at this point.
That works for me. Loyal is floating directly in front of the onion grading packing line, which is a series of rails and chutes. Slides basically that determine the size of the onion and which machine it goes into to be sliced, packed, etc. And he's lonely as fuck, no one else is in here. So he kind of sends a little psychic mind tendril over to Hex because he is not feeling the energy to speak, but wants to know how Hex is doing, kind of wants him to come over, doesn't want to seem desperate about it, but does this anyways. So Hex would feel just like as if Loyal was maybe like next to him, but then if he turns around, he's across the warehouse.
Has Loyal done this to Hex before?
No, never.
Like, would Hex know what this is?
I don't know. I mean, he's seen Loyal in action for a bit, but everyone reacts to psychic phenomena differently.
Okay, so just so I'm getting this clear, it just feels like Loyal's there, but Loyal's not?
Yeah, but if he turns around, he would see him further away than he thought he would be. So that would be a little startling.
Okay, Hex turns around and sees that Loyal is further away than he intended on and looks visibly confused. In kind of waves.
Loyal waves one of his exopart arms back at him. It's like, what are you doing over there?
What are you doing over there? He kind of looks at the spot where he thought you were a little pointedly.
If I could smile placidly at you, I would. Anyways,
that feeling is conveyed, and Hex is confused.
Excellent. I love it. Loyal says, hey, I have a question for you. Go over here.
Was this in his head?
This is the actual voice. It's not doing any
sure,
whack shit with your
Hex
mind
Hex walks
anymore.
On over.
So are you yelling at him? Hey, I have a question for you.
I have a question for you.
Come on. Hex walks on over, a little confused.
Mm-hmm. Hex, have you ever engaged in the art of meditation?
Not quite. Why do you ask?
I think it may be beneficial to us in the current time, given everything happening. I know that Joseph and Geist are out soothing the mind in their own way. Perhaps we could do the same.
I mean, I don't have anything better going on. Hex kind of shrugs. I mean, the new base is a month away. There's only so much that can be done around here.
He just says, try sitting on this crate. And there's just like an upturned plastic crate that also faces the onion sorting facilities.
Okay. Hex sits on the crate.
And then I think Loyal just like doesn't say anything for a good 30 seconds until he probably notices Hex fidgeting uncomfortably.
He notices Hex checking his phone equivalent.
Oh, yeah.
Real quickly.
Absolutely.
Bro, is that Candy Crush? Are you serious?
I think
I'm bored, okay?
When Loyal sees this, he says, what a marvelous machine this is, isn't it? He's, again, just looking at the onion sorter.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how well the onion... the salad market is over here on Terra Brea, but I mean, Bluth can sure generate some output here.
Loyal just seems like he's not really listening to what Hex is saying at all. And he's like, this machine built so lovingly for such a singular purpose to sort these onions into specific sizes and take them where they need to go all along these predetermined routes. So efficient. Do you ever wish that there was something in our lives that would be similar to take us where we need to go?
That's a good question. I don't think I want to end up in a salad.
No, I suppose not. But maybe ending up in a salad is a use in its own right.
I mean, yeah, we need salads.
End scene. Okay, roll your bonds, Loyal.
So how long is this meditation thing supposed to last? Are we done yet?
1 month.
Jesus.
Want to play Fortnite.
We're going to become onion, like, fucking gurus by the end of this. I only have one belief. I only have one bond with Hex, so that's just 1d6. Four
stress.
It's enough for me.
Nice.
Not too bad.
Could have been more, but also could have been way less.
How much stress do you have?
I am one away from traumaing out. Or was, but now I'm a little bit safer.
5 away.
Hell yeah.
Yay!
Everyone has not taken an action. Hex, what do you want to do for your first downtime action?
And we already did that big project, so let me see if I have any other clocks. Maybe train?
Sure.
Let's just do that. Where is that description? Training.
So you just get 1 XP. Every time you take the training action, you get 1 XP for... either an attribute or playbook.
Let's do it for playbook. Close to a level up.
If you train resolve, you're going to get 2 XP as a train just because you have that upgrade. Wait, no, yeah. You don't. have that
here. We don't have any of our stuff, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll just gain one.
What else do people want to do? Joseph? Hex?
I mean, if you'll let Hex train one more time, that's a level up.
Go for it.
You can train as much as you want.
Whee! All right. I'm going to pick an ability at some point. Hee-hee-hee. Maybe not bureaucrat. Maybe Hex, you know, his trauma changed him a little bit.
I like shooting guns now. Especially the little kids.
Fuck yeah.
Welcome oh my god.
Here's the thing. I want to start a new downtime, a long-term project. Something that'll up my drive clock because I need 3 more ticks in order to be able to kill Retribution. And I need... So firstly, I don't know what this should look like, and I especially don't know how the fuck I'm going to advance it while out here in a warehouse, so maybe I should just not do that this downtime.
Oh, shit. I just remembered. I told you that you'd get improved effect on everything. Hex, gain 2 more XP for your 2 trainings.
Oh, lit. Woo. Well...
And then for those of you who recovered stress, if it won't put you over, I think you can remove 1 more.
Thank you, Basin G.
Ooh, awesome.
Yay!
Now
I have 6.
But if you still want to cut loose,
yes,
guys.
I still have 6 stress left, so that's 2 out of my, what was formerly 8. So Jesus. I actually am not even in any risk of traumaing out. Yeah, I was right there. I was 1 point away. It was a stressful day.
Like onion meditating. I was 1 point away too, but then after the simple workout of the onion meditation, I'm better.
That's beautiful.
We're all onions on
the floor. Let's cut loose. Let's party. Geist is going stir crazy in the warehouse. He wants out.
What do you want to do? What is this cut loose? Same thing? Different thing?
I don't know. I mean, Loyal can't I guess Loyal could ride on a boat, but that would be really stupid.
That would be so funny.
I mean, no, you have to be in the exopod on the boat or it's not fun.
I'm inclined to have this happen just because of how funny the visual is.
Sure. Geist is... He tried to cut loose. He's feeling frustrated. It's not the same as driving the changeling. He's pissed off. And he invites Loyal out this time because Joseph presumably has stuff to do.
Loyal is pleasantly surprised that he gets to ride on the boat too.
I mean, I think, how much does your exopod weigh? We should be within tolerance.
Oh god, yeah. Like, how does the floating work? If you take a sudden turn, do I just, like, go off the railing?
What happens to your exopod when it goes in water? Like, I can't imagine it's very... Or no, it is awkward. It was designed to go under the water and...
It just turns into a little mini sub. And
kind of, Europa!
Puts me around.
Europa, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I imagine that, like, when it, like, the exopod settles down into the boat, like, the whole thing sinks.
Yeah,
like,
it's at least 1,000 pounds, I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
Just because my weight is in there, the water's weight is in there, I'm big, etc.
Yeah. And then the machine.
But it does have anti-gravity.
Mm-hmm. So as long as you don't take any sudden turns, I won't go overboard.
Is Loyal, like, telling Geist that?
Yeah.
Or does Geist not know?
Instructing him on the concepts of physics and water and boats and delayed momentum.
Man, Geist will just Geist is visibly like he's not upset, but he's like he seems like he's having a rough time. He's doing something that's supposed to be a leisure activity, but he looks pissed off.
Isn't that normal for him?
I mean, I feel like normally it's hard to tell, but he's got the angry eyebrows on. That's how you know.
True.
Before Geist rolls. Just to address the elephant in the room, are you going to talk about your situation, your shared situation?
I have a plan for this boat ride.
What I was going to say specifically about what happened on the last operation is the fact that Loyal just said it out of nowhere and then did weird psychic shit that, like, sucked all the stress right out of Geist's brain. I imagine that he probably isn't even sure that it happened or that it's real, or maybe he doesn't even remember it because it was, like, in the middle of at the beginning of a very intense operation where a whole bunch of shit happened.
It was right before it started.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like he probably, like, is not even consciously aware that that specifically happened, that Loyal said that to him.
Ooh, so oblivious, so easy to cyclically manipulate.
How did Loyal become so evil?
When he became haunted, and then somehow soft. Soft works into this some way. He thinks it's a mercy, what he's doing to you.
Well, I'm haunted. I'm also reckless. So we are having a rough ride in this boat right now.
Should have brought Hex. He would have drinking with you.
That's true. So yeah, what does Loyal do? What does Loyal's plan look like?
Yeah, I want them to go out in the water, and then, like, because they can't go really fast, and Loyal could tell that Geist is still antsy and needs to go fast so his worries fall away behind him, he will go to the edge of the water and, like, put something from his exopod into the water, maybe, like, one of the spokes, and he starts to sing this little fish attractor song in the hopes that some, like, pretty little fish will rise up from the depths and be entertaining to look at.
Oh, that's cool.
Do I have to roll for that, or can there just be fish?
You can just have fish.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah, Geist, I think, will just let the motor wind down, and it'll just... Blah, 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 blah. The boat will just coast out for a little while, and we'll look at the cool fish. I imagine that Terra Brea has some pretty wacko fish.
You did war crimes with them.
That is true. The cuttlefish show up now and say, "Thanks for doing the terrorism. Our home is so much nicer now."
I mean, you are in the same lake. They could show up if you wanted.
Ooh, yeah, let's fucking do it.
Our friends. Call out to them.
Yeah.
Geist might start freaking out a little bit, be like, oh, fucking shit. Oh, my God. What is that?
Do not worry, Geist. They're friendly. Look. And he just, like, shows him the tendrils from the cuttlefish, just kind of slowly curling around the spoke of his exopod and then going back into the water. And they're kind of just floating there, looking at each other, being cute. And then Loyal says, it's not so bad when it's quiet, is it?
I don't know. I feel like, you know, everything that's happened, everything that we've been through, every single piece of metal that's been bolted into my body is all, you know, keyed me up to be moving, doing shit, acting, and just standing still. It drives me fucking insane.
I suppose that means that moments like these are all the more precious.
Yeah, I guess so.
Geist, you have to wear the crown.
What are you talking about?
You have to take it away from Maze. Maze cannot be the one who wears it.
Who the fuck is Maze? You're not making any sense.
They were in the prison room with her together, weren't they?
I think they were. But, like, Geist never learned the name. Yeah.
You know that he came in, or was it just me in there?
I don't know that. Well, no. As I recall, Geist was in there, but I don't think Geist knows that is Maze.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, Loyal would say Maze is the one who is not a child. Not anymore. She was in the prisons. Is still in the prisons. I've been trying to get her off the planet. And if I don't do it soon, something very bad will happen.
Why are you trying to get her off the planet?
Because she was a child. She was the first child soldier that I encountered on this mission.
Yeah, I remember. That's the one that Joseph...
Broke both of her legs,
yes. Both of her legs, yeah. Fuck.
I thought if I could help one person that something would change in this world.
Yeah, and how's that working out for you?
The goal is still the same, more or less.
So what is this crown? You're talking about that thing, right, from the warehouse.
It seems there are only two things that will happen. It will be given to Maze, and given her history, given what I know I have seen in her heart and in her mind, it will not end well for us. I don't know what will happen if you take it, but it will be better than her, anything, anyone. Will be better than her.
So just let me get this straight so that we're perfectly clear. You want me to become the sacrificial lamb for some fucked up thing that the Soul Union was keeping locked in a warehouse after we took it away from the Clusterus. The spirit of martyrdom, might I add, which probably means that I'll fucking die. Did that ever cross your mind?
Yes.
I think Geist just kind of looks at Loyal as if for the first time.
Loyal just says, when every single one of us came to this planet, we knew what we were getting ourselves into, the kind of sacrifices we may be asked to make. This is one of the greatest ones, and I do not know what will happen to you. I don't know if you will still be there, but you might be. I just know that if it's you behind martyrdom, we might have more of a chance.
You knew. I asked you if you had something for me. I could feel this thing working on me. I asked you if you had something for me, and you fucking lied to me right to my face.
You feel some, like, you felt some psychic walls around Loyal before, but now suddenly they've grown little spikes. He backs up from you a little bit and retracts the spokes of his exopod, so he's floating again, and says, there are many things each of us have to do when we are deployed in this way. I hope you will not take it personally.
Huh. I think Geist guns the boat so that it drives away while Loyal's hovering above it.
And gets so the railing breaks if this happens.
Yeah.
He just hits it.
We're going to lose our deposit.
Oh, that'd be, oh God. And he's just left back in the water with his little fish friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's Damn. It. I think that's rolling bones.
Let's see what kind of catharsis I get from this.
That was very relaxing. Stress relieving.
I got a 6. I'm at 0 stress. I am calm as a placid lake. Motherfucker, I'm fine.
He just needed to vent his anger. He's shooting off of a boat.
So, with that last tick, and your clock fills up, right?
Yes.
Oh, with, yeah, with it does. Loyal.
I have a... That actually sucks. I have a belief that I didn't write in that I should have.
You can, if you can think of it on the spot.
Sure. Was it meta to come up with one about the situation that just happened? Is that too much?
No, technically, I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
We're on service of the story. And since you filled up that last clock, you get to ask Loyal a question about any of your beliefs. And Loyal must answer truthfully.
That's kind of cool.
Okay. Did Loyal actually consider Garrett to be his friend?
Ooh.
Yes. That's the fucked up thing.
Cool.
Right. With friends like this, who needs enemies?
Your connection goes back down to 0, I believe.
It goes back to 1, I just checked.
Okay, back to 1.
That is so fitting for being shot off the side of a boat.
It's all recontextualized.
Yeah.
Wow. Wowza. Okay.
When it works, it works. The fiction.
And we both take 1 insane. XP as well. That can go anywhere. Not just me, we both get it.
I level up.
Congratulations.
Yippee! I think I'm going to actually take telepathy proper now.
Yeah.
Get the benefits from it.
What does that do?
So this whole time I've been able to just kind of talk to people in the fiction in their brains, but the actual ability allows you to take part in a group action and spend 1 stress per participant to let the others involved use the leader's action rating instead of their own. So you can get better dice if I spend a stress on you.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Next... Downtime actions. So Geist has 1 left.
Yes.
Hex has 1 left. Joseph and Loyal have 2 left, if I recall correctly. Joseph and Loyal, what do you want to do?
I won't go gunning for any XP. That I can promise you. Don't worry.
Why not? You could get so much XP with increased effect.
I had a little uh-oh, and we're not going to talk about it, right? We're not going to get into it.
Oopsie,
going to go forward.
Well, you know, contrition was on your side, so...
Yeah, that's totally right. My God. You're so right. I could work on my long-term project, find like-minded AI enthusiasts.
Sure. It's not a lot to do right now, except go on fucking Facebook.
Would you be, or would you be cool if I try to rank up my playbook XP, not my skills?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because I'm kind of close to my playbook XP, so maybe I should try that. Yeah, I'd like to do that. What do I got to do for that?
You just get one playbook XP.
Yeah. You say you're going to do it, and then it happens, and you get one.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Usually you'd get two, but because you're... I'm going to give you one.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll take that.
What? Why would he get two? Oh, because of the thing.
The long-term thing. Yeah. Okay. Loyal.
I want to do my clocks, my maze clock somehow.
Yes. So your current two clocks that you have left are convince Warden Maze is not a threat and convince Maze to leave planet. I think you kind of already
Which
did
one
that.
Has the closest to completion right now?
They're actually equally close to completion.
I think I want to go back to convince Warden Maze is not a threat because I've kind of given up on Maze at this point.
Okay, so we should discuss, how are you getting there? How are you hiding yourself? Are you doing it remotely instead? That sort of stuff.
What is a revealing interaction?
Could you give me more context as to why you want to know that?
If I have had a revealing interaction with a guard, now that I have the actual mechanical benefits of telepathy, I can communicate directly to his mind.
I guess that's from any distance, right?
It doesn't
specify.
Say there is a limiter on this. Also, there's other abilities that say regardless of distance, so I think that's just a psychic thing.
You know what? I'm interested to hear your pitch as to how you're going to convince this warden via telepathy over many miles. So I'm interested. What are you doing?
I'm waiting until I am most likely to encounter him while he's asleep. I hope that he's asleep when I do this. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know, 1, 2 a.m. I know that the military people have very strict sleeping hours.
Sure. And then what?
I want to go into his dream and inception plant an idea of...
Jesus.
Man, we're really close to having to, like, deal with this maze prisoner situation. It's been a really long time, not gotten any information. Maybe I should just, like, look up in the Clusterous files one more time, and I'm hoping that he will go look at the misinformation that I had Joseph plant earlier about. There's a fail-safe in the Clusterous psyche where they train the children to lose all their memories or go insane or something if they're captured. So he will maybe find this. And then go check on Maze and see that she is crazy with martyrdom and be like, ah, fuck, she's lost all the information. Better let her go.
Okay. Give me a sway. Sure.
I certainly will.
This is going to be good.
I don't think I'm going to give you the extra effect given how wild this is, but you do have 3 dots in sway, so I don't think it'll be much of a problem.
All right. Regular risky standard. Doing
mm-hmm.
it.
Six. Hey! So you have 3 ticks in that clock.
Wow.
Which is going to take you to 1 left on the convince warden that Maze is not a threat. Cool. I'd say you managed to do this amazingly. I don't know how much you can tell if it worked or not, but he awakes, he's like, that was a weird dream. And he like opens up his PDA and like goes in the files and like, holy shit, it's real. And he's convinced that Maze is not useful anymore. Now that all it will really take to push him over the edge is to convince him that Maze is not a threat anymore. But if you want to roll again to do that, you can if you don't have anything else you want to do with your downtime actions.
I don't. Okay, what's an extra thing I can do?
You could
I wait until the morning
him.
And yeah, I wait until the morning and like when I think he might be awake and having his breakfast, I send another thought. It's like, I should go look at Maze. And he has to go in there and see the crazy scribblings that I'm reasonably certain she's doing right now.
And that's supposed to convince him she's not a threat?
convince him that she is incapacitated by insanity? I don't know.
In that case, let her go.
She said,
yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Roll it again. I mean, you're gonna succeed no matter what, so You do it, but...
Let's fucking do it.
That's another success. Holy fuck.
Oh my god. Big ups.
Dolphins are very psychically powerful.
Dolphins are very psychically powerful. We've been saying this.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay, so that is complete. The warden walks in, sees Maze, has... I think she's like murmuring to herself, like rocking back and forth in a ball position. She's drawn some things on the walls, pictures of crowns and things. He talks to a guard. He's like, how long has this been going on? And the guard does something noncommittal. And he says, maybe she should be given to a different facility. that's his conclusion.
Yeah, that's what I was angling for.
So there's an opening there. So all you really need to, I guess, I'm gonna you have right now. You have a 2 out of 6 clock called convince Maze to leave the planet. I'm just gonna change this to get Maze off the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And. Things don't typically overflow in other clocks, but I will put you one here for you. So you'll be 3 away.
Halfsies. Cool. Thanks.
Who wants to go next?
We're going to consort with Wile E. Coyote to strap her to a big rocket that says Acme on the side and shoot her out into space.
This will work.
Loyal making moves.
I could do my last move. I feel like I should work on my long-term project.
Sure.
Find like-minded AI enthusiasts. What must I roll for that?
What must you roll for that? What do you think's appropriate? Interface, maybe? It's on the web.
Yeah, that's what I figured. He'd be, if anything, he's just like, because he's away from everyone and stuck in the onion place. It's like, well, I can reach out through the internet and try to find something. Go to chat rooms, ASL, guys.
Let me roll my interface.
5 and 1. Partial success. So you're going to get 2 ticks in that.
Does that go up for the greater effect or no?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Let me check. I think it goes up to 3. So you get 3. So it'd be 4 total.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
You continue to go on. I mean, what's your angle this time?
I assume chat rooms are probably trying to check, like, let me see if I can find, like, let me go to see if I can find, like, local, like, on Terra Brea, like, are there people around here who are, like, switching sides? Has, like, anything happened with emergent personalities? Like, do some research. I found that fucking, emergent personality in that frame. Like, does anyone else, is there, like, rumors about that? That's what I'm kind of looking into.
Yeah, sure. I think you get... there's a story, right, on like some one of these chat boards, which like all the forum comments are saying, like, this is obviously bullshit, this is obviously bait. And it's like a guy, I'm suddenly with the modern era, I'm suddenly very interested in imagining how soldiers are just saying shit, like really sensitive shit, on social media. And there's like a fucking clusterous gorilla, self-identifying, and saying, I got really drunk one night and I talked to this pilot who had never shown his face, and he said he was an emergent personality that had been sent there from off planet to help us. And I think he was fucking with me, but there was something about what the way he said it that made me like really fucking confused. And then he died.
Joseph upvotes this and closes the laptop.
Can't believe Reddit's still
around.
That's
fucking awesome. Yeah, this is like literally Geist uploading the schematics for the Changeling to the War Thunder forums so that the devs will buff it.
Joseph's just shaking his head like, humans are so easy. My God.
You definitely find that information. I think you find some people who are like, maybe they're not so bad after all if they'll fight on our side.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else has actions? I think Hex has one. I think Geist has one.
I have one left, yeah. I think I know what I want to do, actually. I want to, because I filled up my last retribution-related long-term project. I want to start a long-term project. I want to consort with Ziggurat to basically just get her to start developing my anti-retribution countermeasures that she promised after I sold her my fucking spinal cord. Does that seem like something I can do from here?
Tell me how you're doing it. Tell me how you're covering your tracks.
I was just gonna call her on the phone.
Okay.
I'll call her from a payphone.
Where is this payphone?
Oh, I wasn't serious. I have to come up with a better way. We don't have access to our frames at all, do we?
No,
are
you
they
do.
Here?
Oh, but they're
being, oh, we do.
They're actually probably being worked on. So you can't.
Yeah. Would that? I don't know. I guess. How secure are cell phones? Like, I don't really have context for this information. I know in real life, not terribly, but like, is the situation kind of the same here? And that whoever maintains the telecom infrastructure could easily, like, just like spy on my messages. I just don't know how stupid of an idea it would be to call her.
I'm not supposed to put positions on downtime actions. Teacher told me that I'm not supposed to do that anymore. But this is just us on the playground, just you and me. I'm going to say that I'm going to put a controlled position on this downtime action, since you are trying to communicate with someone in the city, and you're not a psychic, okay. So you can't just incept them.
Yeah.
This, unfortunately.
So sad. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll take it. I will take it. That actually is a very useful way that the game mechanics are contextualizing this for me, which is super good. I'm going to... Oh, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to roll, but I may spend one personnel to up the... up it to a partial if I fail. So
you will get a +1 tick on this clock as well.
Cool. I'm out here consorting my little heart out. Let's see. Cool. That's a partial success. I'll spend one personnel to upgrade it to a full.
Okay. And then you will get 4 total then.
That is fucking bitching. I assume, I don't know how many steps is it. 6 is like the next one. So I assumed it was that, but.
So you are trying to develop the countermeasure.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be like all done in this one project either.
Okay.
Really what I need is a drive clock check. So what actually happens is somewhat immaterial.
let me look at your sheet. You are 3 away. So that's 4. Let's call this a 4 step. I'll give you a tick. A full a drive clock tick.
Oh, for this. Fuck, son.
And I think how it turns out is that Ziggurat communicates with you. There's an area where Retribution probably is, in the River Valley. What needs to happen next is you need to basically... she sends you the schematics for a device which you need to hit him with to get telemetry information on his location. And then they can proceed from there to narrow the scope.
Ooh, I like it. I fucking love that.
So next time you see Retribution, hit him once with this thing.
Cool, 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 cool. That's fucking awesome. I love that.
Hex?
Training. Amongst the onions.
You get 2
reading.
More ticks. So this whole, for 30 days in the Onion Warehouse, Hex is just fucking pumping iron.
Archibald is there, right?
Staring at a picture of a graph trending downward.
And he looks pissed.
The Beefcake Doctor will help him.
He looks
The Beefcake
pissed.
Doctor doesn't work out. He doesn't know how, he doesn't know anything about
it. He's going to learn.
The Beefcake Doctor, he shields his eyes when he looks at Hex working out.
No, I can't watch you do that. My eyes will become too muscular.
Stop it, please.
He might feel some
gains. Go stand in the corner.
Okay, who's left?
I think that's everyone.
Is that everyone?
I think that's everyone.
I used all mine.
Yeah, I think that's everyone. We have 1 material and 2 supply left if anybody needs or wants to do anything else, but it would be not a bad idea to hold on to those for a rainy day. The one material we have is Joseph's super material, so we don't want to spend that unless we have to. That's his little, piggy bank with like $1 billion in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrorism bucks.
Yeah. I'll just put 1 in each.
It is now a month later. Your new doctor has done a passable job on Spud. He is still badly burned, and he now requires like this full body structural frame to really move around, but he's up and about.
Yes. Power suit.
He's been running training drills obsessively with the Raptors and Sparrows, turning the ragtag band into a formidable strike force
Gopher has been hard at work helping refurbish your frames as materials come in and is just now putting the finishing touches on them when a very nice aircraft lands outside the Salad warehouse, a sleek futuristic vessel, not too dissimilar to what you took in the refinery mission. A gravity lift spills out from its belly and down floats September Bluth, Ziggurat, Jenny, Agent Whitecliff, and Nyla.
The whole gang.
Bluth is dressed in his usual all-white outfit, though he seems a little more sprightly than usual. And he approaches you all and kind of strikes a pose almost, kind of hands on hips, and says, "Well, Dusklights, it's about time we discuss ending this war once and for all." And that's the end.
Fuck yeah!
Nice. Hell yeah.